From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A deadly airstrike kills 19 people at an Afghan hospital run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. 12 staff members are among the dead at the hospital in Kunduz after what the medical group described as sustained bombing on Saturday. Bart Janssens is the director of operations at the medical charity.
The attacks lasted for about an hour, and just after the beginning, we reached out to our contacts we have in the U.S. military forces to explain what was going on.
The U.S. military acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of an MSF medical facility. A spokesman for American forces in Afghanistan said a U.S. strike, quote, may have resulted in collateral damage to a nearby medical facility. U.S. President Barack Obama on Saturday offered his deepest condolences to the medical professionals and other civilians killed and injured in this tragic incident. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani also expressed his deep sorrow over the killing and wounding of civilians. Russia says that its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other terror targets in northern Syria on Saturday. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Lieutenant General Andrei Kartapolov, speaking to Russian reporters, described panic and desertion among Islamic State ranks. He said nearly 600 mercenaries were fleeing the northern town of Raqqa. Kartapolov said that Russia would continue and would intensify the airstrikes. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, claiming Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to prop up the government of Syrian President Assad. This is VOA News. The first plane carrying the bodies of Iranian pilgrims killed in last week's Hajj stampede in Saudi Arabia arrived in Tehran on Saturday. President Hassan Rouhani was among several senior officials at the Tehran airport for the arrival of the plane. It carried the bodies of 104 of the 464 Iranians killed in the stampede. Iran has blamed the deaths on mismanagement by Saudi Arabia. Iranians have staged several protests outside the Saudi embassy in Tehran. Iranians made up the largest share of the 769 people killed in the September 24th disaster. Saudi Arabia says it has launched an investigation into the stampede. Riyadh says officials will be held accountable if it finds that mistakes were made. Nigerian police and witnesses have linked two explosions late Friday that killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others to a male and a female suicide bomber. Nigeria's Vanguard newspaper, quoting witnesses, said the violence erupted when a 15-year-old female approached a police station in Kuje outside Abuja after arriving on a motorcycle taxi. The bomber was killed when her explosives detonated prematurely. The report says a second bomber, a male, arrived shortly thereafter at the nearby Zamfara market. He was carrying a bag that exploded shortly after he deposited it near a vendor. No group has claimed responsibility, but authorities immediately linked the attacks to the extremist organization Boko Haram. Authorities in Oregon say a gunman who killed 9 people at a community college committed suicide when he was confronted by police. Sheriff John Hanlon made the announcement Saturday.
The medical examiner has determined the cause of death of the shooter to be suicide. The Oregon State Police is conducting the investigation on the officer-involved shooting.
26-year-old Christopher Harper Mercer died following a mass shooting at Umpqua Community College on Thursday. Officials also told journalists that they have found another gun owned by the assailant, bringing the number of total weapons seized to 14. U.S. Coast Guard officials say they will continue to search for a container ship with 33 people aboard that was lost near the eye of Hurricane Joaquin earlier this week. The Coast Guard and the Navy have been searching the waters of the southeastern Bahamas for the El Faro. A life ring from the ship was found on Saturday, but no other sign of the vessel was seen. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.